This call is being recorded.
Allow your state self to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Sananda, and I turn this over now to our dear brother, Charles, to carry on.
Greetings. This is Archangel Metatron, and in my realm, which is the realm of sacred geometry, which is the realm of the infrastructure of this universe, which is what I mostly deal with as far as the structure and how this universe operates from an energetic level. I am here to say that there is much celebration today. There has been a fundamental change in your local universe, which has allowed us to install the first level of this energetic change that is now permanent, and what is now happening on this planet. And you have no doubt been feeling a certain difference in the energy that you're feeling. It can come across as more bliss, but it can also come across as a certain emptiness. And what has now changed is that the ability for one to gain energy from controlling others or gaining energy from having the sense of self-righteousness through judgment is now missing. So there are still people who, out of habit, will try to control. There are still people out of habit who will try to judge, but they are not going to feel that energy, that charge of emotion, that satisfaction that comes from this. It will feel like an empty gesture, because there is no energy available anymore for this type of activity. And this is cause for great celebration in the heavenly realms. We have been waiting for quite some time to start this first layer of change. So what does that mean for you? Well, you will feel this within you. If you have fear, or if you have bouts of judgment, or if you have bouts of wanting to control, you will start feeling somewhat of an emptiness when it comes to this activities. So the challenge here today is to think of the habits that you have, which only you can change. We can change the energetics underneath this, but it's still your free will to choose to do these things or not to do these things. So as you go about your daily life, and you find yourself in a place of just out of habits wanting to judge, think about what you're doing. Do you want to continue this? Because it's really not benefiting you or anyone else in this universe for that matter. So think about what you do throughout the day. And I tell you that the benefits of dropping these particular behaviors and patterns is a new sense of love, and a new sense of oneness, and a new sense of joy will start to overcome you and come into your life in those areas that you are now vacating these habits. So it is very similar to cleaning out your house. If you have a house that is full of old stuff, if you have a house that is full of old habits, now is the time to clean it out. Clean it out to allow this new energy to come in. And what is this new energy? This is an energy of letting others be. This is the energy of honoring their free will. This is an energy of letting them experience their path. This is the energy of honoring yourself and honoring your path. This is the energy of forgiveness. This is now what has been put into place. This is the first level of scaffolding of the new golden age. So take advantage of this. Enjoy it. But first, clean out your house so that you have room to bring this energy in. I am Archangel Metatron, and I'm so very delighted to give you this good news. Thank you.
Thank
This is Master DK. I am also very happy to be here and humble to be here in the presence of so many masters. As I look around this room in Mandarin's house, and as I look around at the ones who are connected through telephone, and as I look around to those who will be listening to this later and reading this later, I give you my greetings. I am the one known as Master DK, also known as the Tibetan, and I'm here today to talk about this emptying out of your room, which is really emptying out your own patterns and your own behaviors, and to give you some practical advice on this if you so want it. So I must ask first permission to give you this advice. Would you like to hear this?
Yes, please.
Wonderful. I am always happy to help clean out the closet. So everybody get your brooms out. It is time to clean out the clutter. You don't need those old wax lips sitting in your closet. You can let those go. You can let go of those old dusty things in your closet and give room for some new shiny ones from a new golden age. So let's think about throughout the day. The practical advice here is to monitor yourself. We've been hearing about this for quite some time now. Monitor yourself. Be self-aware is the first practical tip. If you are going throughout your day and you meet somebody you don't know and you don't particularly like how they look or feel or smell, and you find yourself judging them, and that is a tip, by the way, each one of you will start to see people that you don't like. You don't like what they're saying, and you don't like how they smell, and you will judge them. So catch yourself. That is the first one. You must first be aware that you're judging them. So what can you do? What can you do when you find yourself judging? First thing is don't judge yourself. It's natural. It's an old habit. And habits die hard. So what you need to do is be self-aware and then simply surrender it. Ask our Creator to take it away. Take away this habit, please. Our Creator loves to help us clean our closet. No request is too small for our Creator, because we are our Creator. The Creator is everything that you see around you, including that smelly person that you are judging. So don't be afraid, don't be shy to ask our Creator, whatever you may call her or him or it. He's called by many names, the All That Is, the One Infinite Creator, the Supreme Creator, the Universe, the Divine Mother, Divine Father, Divine Mother, Father. It matters not what you call her. Just know that she is ready, or he is ready, to help you. And when you ask him, her, it, to take these habits away, it will be taken away. So step one is be aware of the judgment that is happening and understand that it is natural because it is a habit and it's now time to clear it out. Number two, don't judge yourself. Forgive yourself for having this habit. And number three, just ask our beautiful Creator to take it away, and it will be taken away. And that is a very simple message for you today. I invite you to use this throughout the weeks, throughout the months ahead, and you'll find yourself in a higher and higher place. And I thank you for your time. And it has been my privilege to talk to you. Thank you.
Padme Om Mah Om Mani Padme Om Mah Om Mah Om. Greetings to one who serves here with you to answer your questions. But before we do, we just have a slight message to give you, to add on, you might say, here. And that is, as you are hearing, to clean out the closet, clean out the home, all of this. And this is important now because of what is occurring energetically in these times now. It is time for you to let go of the old. Move on into the new. That time has arrived. That is an auspicious time now that you are moving into, because it is the end of the old and the beginning of the new. And those of you that are into the numerology and all of this, you are finding this. You are seeing much remembrances or understandings of this type of energy acquaintance, you might say, that is occurring now. The synchronicities, all of these things that are happening are all a part of the letting go of the old paradigm, the old 3D illusion that you have been programmed into for so long. It is time now to let that all go and be ready to embrace the new energies that are coming in, that are taking you into the next higher vibrations and into the higher dimensional frequencies. That is your destiny to move into. Do you have questions now here for one who serves? Need to unmute everyone here if you have not already done so, so that they can be heard. Anyone out there?
Hello, the one who serves. This is Rhea from the UK.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
There are echoes and all kinds of disturbances here. Please clean up your areas, your microphones and phones and all of these things, so that there is less interference here. Now, would anyone wish to ask a question here?
Yes, it was Rhea again from the UK. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. I just wanted to touch on the energy that DK was mentioned, and Archangel Metatron, because he said you guys have been extremely happy, almost having a party when this new energy has come through. I believe I was in telepathic communication with Ashtar the other day, and he was in such a good mood. He was in this, there was almost like there was a party going on or something. I couldn't quite get my head around what was happening. Was that what was happening? All I got was, it was a really good time. It was a wonderful time, a celebration time. So I was thinking, would that have something to do with it?
Yes, this energy? We have been celebrating for some time now, because we know that things are close here. And we are gearing up, you might say, for those celebrations for all of you to be reacquainted with your family members from the stars and all of this that is coming here. Those of you that have connections to those in inner earth and hollow earth, you will also be experiencing remembrances and reunions with those family members as well. And all kinds of celebrations are planned as you come back into your home understandings and reunite with so many of those members of your ancient families here.
I really can't wait. Yeah. I think everybody here on the phone, and yeah, I can't wait. And I know everybody here on the phone and in the room, everyone just cannot wait to be reunited with their family members and their loved ones. It's going to be such a magical moment. And it was like, it's not like Ashtar's, he's always happy, but there was just a little, there was just something else in, you know, with the communion, with the telepathic communion that came through. It was really, really a wonderful time right then at that moment when I was talking to him. It was a celebration, so I thought that must have something to do with it. So thank you for clearing that up. Thank you, and blessings.
The energies are certainly shifting, and will continue to do so. And all of this is in preparation for what is coming. Are there other questions
Thank
here?
You.
Any other questions?
Hello. Yes,
Hi,
this is Linda.
This is Daryl. I have a question. Okay.
Yes, one go.
Daryl, you go.
Oh, well, thank you, Linda. I had a question for you, one who serves, and thank you for your service to us. When we're getting messages that we're, let's say, attracted to, is for clarity's sake, is that our higher selves, our ancient members of our ancestors and from other lifetimes, the ones that we are attracted to in terms of channeled messages, would that be accurate that these are the ones that we're getting communications from as well? Not just the channeled person, but the channeled messenger?
Very much so. You resonate to certain sources of information and energies that are coming in, and some of those are from your home areas, you might say. Those of the family members, as we speak of, that are communicating with you. And the ones that you resonate to, such as Ananda and Ashtar and Archangel Michael and so on and so on, you have connections with. And all of you out there must understand that you, as the light workers and light warriors, have been chosen for this, these missions that you are on. And many of those things which you came here to do, you are either in the process of doing now or are getting ready to move into action when those times and those frequencies arise to bring this about. So as we keep saying, get ready. Keep those seat belts fastened. It may get a little rocky along the way, but you are on your way.
Yay.
Anyone else here have a question?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello, this is Linda. I have a question, or one who serves, if you could give me any insight or comment that I am commanding my own ship. And also a representative for the Venetians. Just wondered if you could share any insight about that to me.
I can share with you, as you are coming to understand, as you are a commander, yes, of a ship, and there is that connection or an aspect of yourself that is this. And when the times and the frequencies arise enough, you will come into the remembrance of this and join these aspects of yourself. This is coming also. This is part of moving into the higher vibrations of the higher dimensional frequencies.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. Hi. Hi, this is Lorelei. Hello. I've been doing a lot of work in raising the frequency and whatnot, and I'm getting messages, you know, from my higher self and the trio, if you will, Mother, Father, God, to go here, go there, do this, do that, take this course, etc. And yet the prosperity packages aren't here, and there isn't the money for all this stuff right here at this moment. It would occur, although I know in the world of, you know, what's true and real there is, but in where I'm looking at my bank account, it wouldn't occur like it's there. And then so I reached out to one of my brothers here, and he actually channeled a message where Saint Germain says, yes, this money is coming, and you, and just, you know, keep up the faith, and don't it's coming like the ocean tide is coming, you know, and keep up the faith and all. And then in the same message, he said, and Lady Gaia says, yes, you have to get to Hawaii for this course. Or it seemed to occur like that. You have to get, which is due now, like today, you know. And that's like, you know, whatever that costs. I just don't know what to make of what seems to be like a conflicting message. Like, get there, but wait, that's okay. It's coming. But get there. You know, I don't know what to make of that.
I can tell you that, yes, the money, the financial situation is going to increase greatly, be rectified from the old paradigm, the old level of consciousness, as money is power, and is going to change to where money is just an avenue of an expression that is leading you to where you need to go. And this is how it will work through the transition as you are moving through this. So for those of you that are waiting on this money and waiting on this money, we would say do not do that. Live in the now. Be in the moment. And all that needs to work out will work out for you. But if you continue to wait on the money to live your life, then you are wasting that precious energy that you have to find joy within the moments of your life. So let all of that go. As the messages earlier were saying, let all of that go. It is time to move on now. Move on, be in the perfect now, because that is where you are. You are not in the past. You are not yet in the future. So be in the now and be happy and joyful in that now. That is all we can say to you on this now.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions here?
I would say that was perfect clarity. Thank you.
Sometimes we surprise ourselves.
It was beautiful.
Or surprise you, maybe even.
Yes. Too. Well, not really, but I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes. Any other further questions?
Hello, yes, this is Rudy. My question is about in the healing arts in general, both for those already experiencing ascension symptoms, as it were, and those that potentially will be. The first question about if there's some level of collaboration that I'm not aware of, both to the group and to you, one who serves, about how to, you know, not just, yes, being present in the moment through the symptoms that arise, but also knowing and sharing the tools that are most helpful for, say, cranial expansion through receiving cranial sacral work, or ways of balancing the nervous system with herbs like Gotu Kola. If there's a collaboration on that I'm not aware of that could be participated in, and in moving forward, if that's something that we can be putting together to help those who in the present and near future will be awakening to ease their path along the way to step forward more quickly through the trials we've all enjoyed.
What we can tell you is what you are speaking of is all part of the newer energies that are coming in, all of the new technologies that are going to be introduced to the general public. Some of these technologies are already known and have been held back and covered up and all of this, but it is all coming out. So for you to be specific about certain types of technologies now, we would say to you, it is all going to work out, and do not be concerned about this thing that you read about on the internet that is the miracle pill or the miracle cure or anything of this nature, because all of this will come out and be what you are looking for, each one of you yourselves. You will be guided in many respects. Certainly, as the mentors are introduced to you, they will share with you how to heal your body completely, what to do to bring this about, what system or what device to find for this. You will be guided and led into all of the areas that you need to continue to move through this transition and through this ascension process. So not to worry. All of this is being worked out, orchestrated, as we say often, and nothing to be concerned about in terms of specifics here. If you feel a certain resonance or guidance as you are reading about some new liquid or vitamin mineral drink or any of these types of things that would be helpful and it feels right to you, then go for it. But do not be concerned, because all of this is going to be worked out, and many of you will find yourselves in those crystal chambers when the times come here, and you are in the right frequency to bring this about. Okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you very much.
Very good. Any further questions? There was one that wanted to ask a question earlier, and something about the dream that he had. Would he like to share this now? You must ask if you want to receive.
I have a question.
First, was there another one here? Was this one wanting to ask that question? What is your saying? Going once, going twice, gone. Yes,
muted.
Your question. Yes, your question.
Okay, about the crystal chambers. I know what they are. What about the healing chambers? Is there a difference between the healing chambers and the crystal light chambers?
They are one and the same. Just many different names. There are different variations, mm-hmm. you might say. Different variations for different purposes. So it is all part, though, of the same, of bringing you through the transition process as you are making your way through the ascension process.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further before we release channel now?
I have a question.
Yes, need to speak up here, please.
I recently saw the one of James Wilcox's episodes recently with Corey Good, and Corey was taken to Inner Earth with Anshar, and they were all flying around, busy and anxious, and the chamber that he had seen before that was full of activity and people was empty. And she said that they were all leaving. The majority of them were leaving. Only those who were connected and channeling with those that are here on Earth. They're expecting something, and I'm wondering if you have any information on that.
What you are hearing from this one is quite accurate, we might say, and this one is speaking from personal experiences that he is having and that he is remembering, and all of this is a part of the process that you are moving through to bring these technologies to the forefront, to bring these understandings to the forefront, to all of you that are resonating to this information as he and this other one, Wilcox, brings out here, because it is all part of the greater expression and the greater energies that are being released here now. Okay?
Nothing particular that they were worried about, why they were leaving?
Nothing to be concerned about here in that respect, no. And we are ready
one
to...
One who serves. Last question. Thank you for answering my earlier questions, Daryl. I have a question about the cosmic energies, tsunami of love hitting our wonderful planet. Is that activating various strands of DNA / activating various chakras and are helping us consciously? That's my question. Thank you.
Very much so. You have no idea how much these energies that are coming into the planet that you are taking into your bodies, into your astral bodies, into your etheric bodies, and be able to work with these energies. There are others that are experiencing these energies around the world and are having different types of experiences with this. Not so pleasant, you might say. They are finding they are coming down with diseases and illnesses and things of this nature, that if they were at higher vibrations while these energies were coming in, they would not be having these maladies. So those of you, the light workers and light warriors, as you are receiving these energies, mostly you will be able to handle and be able to experience these energies as they are meant to be, as part of the transition that you are moving through. So no concerns here as these energies continue to flood in, and we use that term specifically, flood or tsunami, as you said here, because that is what this is all about. It is a tsunami of love, of consciousness, that is sweeping across the planet and preparing for that one moment, that green light that will be given when that pulse of energy will come in and create a greater experience of this consciousness expansion. Okay?
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Could I just have one more question before you leave, sir?
We take two more questions and then we end here. Yes.
Now, when you were just talking about this frequency of love going over the globe and the world, they had an experiment that I have read about and has been given to me about the 528 hertz, which 5 and 8, this is numerology now, 5 and 8 is 13, 2 is 15, you add the 1 and the 5 makes 6. And 6 is the love number, if I understand, and I have been using that. And they said that they had two scientists, one, her name was Nancy, and the other one was Lenardi or something like that, and they decided to use that to clean up some things. So they went to the Gulf of Mexico or Mexico someplace, and they used that. It is sound, the water within 24 hours was pure, and that the dolphins came back in and the fish came back in. And my point is that John Lennon, with his song Imagine, that's the frequency that he was using. And I noticed that I love that song, and everybody I've ever spoken of loves that song. Is this true, sir?
Very much so. And this one John Lennon, if you are aware, when he came out with that song and it resonated across the planet, to many across the planet, rather not the entire planet, but many across the planet resonated to that because of the energy he used in that, the 528 hertz, as you're saying. It was very important, and then shortly after that, he was killed.
Yes.
So this is important in terms of the energies that are coming out, and with this idea of sound and music and all of this is going to go more to what you are speaking of here as the 528 hertz, which it was originally, and it has been shifted by the cabal into lower vibrational music. And those of you that know about this understand what we speak of here with lower vibrational music. Think about some of the music that is out there and how it makes you, the light workers and light warriors, feel. It does not resonate with you at all, and you want to run away from it, do you not? Rather than run to it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, you are very correct in much of that. And one last question.
Thank you.
Please remind me the name of who came through Sue a few times, I don't know how many advances ago. but we had not really heard from that one before, but I can't remember his name, and she had to kind of tell us who he was. Some of us looked him up on the computer.
And your reason for wanting to know this?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Well, because I can't remember, and nobody else seems to remember, but then I was thinking you were going to ask me that, and maybe there's a reason that I'm...
Not remembering.
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct. But there is a reason why you are not remembering this.
Why that?
So stop asking.
That we cannot give you. But there is a reason. Search within yourself.
Right.
You see, within your life in particular, you are going through some major shifts and changes with consciousness within yourself. Largely, that is coming about because you are cleaning that closet that you are hearing about, cleaning the house.
Literally.
Even literally, you are doing that now.
Yeah.
You are doing what you call yard sales or garage sales and all of this to clean out the clutter. Because when you clean out the clutter that is in your physical expression, clean out the clutter that is also within your mind and your head and all of this, and then that allows you to open up to expressions that are coming in to bring you through this transition process here.
Yes.
So all of this is happening for a reason, and we would say to you, let it go. And let it be, whatever it is.
But does the name mean something to me, or is it just...
It means something to you and will when it comes to remembrance to you. It will come to you.
Okay.
And then you will understand what we speak of
here.
Thank
you.
Yes. We need to release channel now. Please, as you continue on, continue to be in the moment at all times. Find that joy in every moment. Instead of constantly looking for moments, fleeting moments of joy in your life, look for that joy in every moment because it is there, people. It is there. It is. You can find the beauty in the expression of life all around you. Go out in nature, as we speak of many times, and as you are out in nature or just simply being observant of nature, your vibrations increase in that moment as you are becoming aware of these things. Aware of the beautiful blue sky, aware of the birds flying through the trees and chirping and all of this, aware of the various animals that run by the stream, whatever it might be. And certainly be aware of water. Whenever you come in contact with water, begin to get in touch with the consciousness within that water. It is there. And it is an ancient memory that will come back to you as you are doing this exercise we speak of. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.